Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
8:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn is on bereavement. He will be back Monday. Joining us right now, our man on the scene, the insider's insider, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Cordell,
let me ask you this, man. As a professional, not a fan, as a professional, what would be more fun, a fun team to cover right now, the Ravens or the Jets?
No. Oh, man. I mean, it depends on.
The Jets are the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, if you want to be around, if you want to be around turmoil and just drama, you know, have something going on, it feels like every day, then the Jets is probably where you want to be. If you want to be around a successful team and a team that has a shot at this thing, obviously it's the Ravens. But man, I'm sure those beat writers out of New York, there's not a boring day at all throughout the season.
Think about the laughs you'd have. Seriously.
I mean, the laughs I've had to this point, and I'm not even around the team. I mean, I could just imagine if I was there every day.
Oh, man. All right, we come off a very disappointing loss. I guess, and obviously you're out there a lot, and what is the talk about Justin Tucker? I mean, you know, people are already saying he's been declining for the last two seasons. It's the third season and showing decline, you know, missing left consistently. What's the word? I've heard all kinds of things from physically declining and then the holder and this long snapper are different, but that's not this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the word right now is probably just uneasy because nobody really knows what to do. You know, it's uncharted territory right now with Justin Tucker. And like you said, he's been kind of going through this for the last two seasons, but everybody, including the Ravens, have been of the mindset that he would break out of this at some point. And it looked like earlier this season that he did, and it's kind of showing back up again right now. So it's such a unique situation because of how great he's been throughout his career.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to handle this. You talk to Harbaugh, you talk to Chris Horton and those guys. They're kind of relying on Justin Tucker to figure this out. At least that's what they're saying publicly. I asked John on Monday if he thought it was anything going on with the hold or anything like that. He didn't seem like he did. He seems like he feels like it's on Tucker, and he continues to say Tucker has to just kick it straight. So I think that they're just hoping he just figures this thing out and breaks out of this slump because they don't want to have to deal with this. I'm not surprised to hear John say that they're not looking to bring in kickers right now because, I mean, in all reality, Tucker is probably still their best option right now. Now, I could see it in the offseason. I could see we get out there in minicamp or OTAs or training camp and there's another kicker out there. I could definitely see that. But right now, I think they kind of just have to ride this out and just hope that he breaks out of this.
Cordell Woodland joins us. Cordell, Another thing I hope they figure out is how to use Derrick Henry and when to use Derrick Henry. 13 carries in a close game. And some have said to me, well, Rob, the Ravens have had too many three and outs. No, they didn't. They had one three and out. And on that three and out, he didn't touch the football. The other times, they didn't give him the football enough. They had more than ample opportunity to give Derrick Henry the football. And on the short possessions, I was pushed back by saying, well, they wouldn't be short possessions if you give Derrick Henry the football. 13 carries in that game, to me, ridiculous, unexcusable.
Yeah, it's a unique situation because I think it's about how they go about using Derrick Henry right now. I think when you look at Derrick Henry throughout his career, he's always been this guy that wears defenses down. You've got to – I said it in the offseason. You're going to have to live with some of these games where Derrick Henry is only averaging like 2.6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to live with that because at some point you expect that he's going to break the big one. Now, it hasn't happened that way for him these last couple of games, especially on Sunday against Pittsburgh. That's just such a tough defense. And the possessions were so – they didn't have but so many possessions. I mean, a lot of people have talked about him not getting the ball in the fourth quarter. They ran 12 plays in the fourth quarter. One of those drives was a two-play drive. The other one was a 10-play drive that they did end up scoring on. So that kind of erases it. But I think they need to – more could be less with Derrick Henry. I think they need to find a way to get Keaton Mitchell involved and maybe just give a change of pace. We know how efficient of a runner he is. They need somebody that can kind of burn the defense as well and then use Derrick Henry as that hammer. But right now with the run game really relying on Derrick Henry, Lamar is running less and less. Justice Hill, as good as he's been, he's not necessarily a focal point in the run game. It's all on Henry. So I think Henry needs somebody to kind of help him out and take some of the pressure off of him. That may mean Lamar running a little more. That may mean involving Keaton Mitchell a little bit more and spreading these carries out a little bit. I know you're saying 13 carries may not be a lot for Derrick Henry, and throughout his history it's not. But in this situation, I just think they need to find out how to be more efficient with him and the rest of these guys in the backfield.
What do you think about picking up Desmond King? He's assigned to the practice squad right now, but they brought him in for a reason, I would assume, with the secondary the way it is.
Yeah, I would imagine they brought him in for a reason, kind of similar to Tre'Davious White, yep, who is kind of carving out a role for himself right now. Not really sure what to think about the Desmond King move just yet. It wouldn't surprise me if this is more of a traditional practice squad type of move, and they use him as depth. If somebody else goes down or something like that, they can kind of bring him in. I think they want guys, because we're so close to the end of the season at this point. If guys do go down at this point, you want somebody that has experience that you may have to play come, you know, January. So I think Desmond King is just another insurance body for them to be able to have out there in case they need him.
Yep. There he is, Cordell Woodlack. Cordell, will folks in the area hear you again?
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow morning filling in for Bob. I'll be out there with Vinny, so a lot to talk to as we get ready for this Monday night Harbaugh Bowl between these two physical teams. It'll be interesting to see how the Ravens bounce back going from that physical game against Pittsburgh and now going to another team that likes to roll grade you, that likes to play a lot of the game in the middle of the field in L.A. and against the Chargers. And that's a physical team on the defensive side of the ball, too. So really curious to see how the Ravens go about bouncing back right now.
My man. Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You know, Cordell is our PA announcer at Rosedale Christian
Academy. I knew that. Yes.
Basketball. So you want to hear even more, Cordell, come check us out.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.